This is the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. Keb Mo has built a successful solo career fusing traditional blues with more contemporary music influences. That's won him plenty of love from fans, but it's also brought him flack from blues purists who charge him with sanitizing the music's innate grit.
It's no secret, I don't care. Gonna shout it out everywhere. I love my baby, hot, cold, fast, and slow.
Before Kevin Moore was reborn as Keb Mo, the musician knocked around Los Angeles doing different things. He was a staff writer at A&M Records. He was even an impressive sideman, playing slide guitar for Papa John Creech and saxophonist Monk Higgins. But Moore's life changed when he was tapped to play a Delta blues guitarist in a show called Rabbitfoot. The man who was raised in the mean streets of South Central L.A., not far from the glitz of Hollywood, found a spiritual home in the stripped-down sounds of the rural South.
There was no big production. There was no big deal made of it. And it was just the blues. Somebody probably just was fingers was aching, probably from picking cotton all day, playing this thing that had nothing to do with nothing but because it didn't have a radio. So I feel all that stuff when I hear the country blues. I hear the unpretentiousness. And it was an awakening for me to hear that.
If country blues was Kevin Moore's artistic wake-up call, then legendary Delta blues man Robert Johnson became his creative guide. Kevin Moore produced his first CD under the name Keb Mo in 1994. It paid homage to Robert Johnson with two covers.
Someday, someday, babe, I will shake your hand.
In fact, Keb Mo played Robert Johnson in the 1997 docudrama Can't You Hear the Wind Howl. Mo says that Johnson still dogs him.
Like Love in Vain on the third Slow Down record, he plugged that song. He came in and he wanted that song on the record. I was recording another song and I said, well, let me just put this down real fast. We might need it at the end. I just spontaneously just recorded it. But Love in Vain fit on the record. So he's quite the businessman.
All my love in vain.
From the start, Mo has infused his songs with warmth. Whether singing about the importance of self-acceptance or the soaring cost of California real estate, Keb Mo seems to invite listeners to pull up a chair and commune with him.
The bank said, son, what do you do? I said, I play guitar down at the Rendezvous. He said, boy, you need to be a big-time actor or a corporate lawyer.
Some of the middle-class concerns Keb Mo addresses are far removed from the hardships that inspired the idiom's first artists. But Mo says the blues are about life's truths, and he simply writes about the truths he lives every day. It's a process he compares to hatching an egg.
The song, you must incubate the song. You gotta first conceive it, see it, and then it develops. Sometimes the egg hatches in a day. Sometimes the egg hatches in 6 months, and sometimes the egg doesn't make it. Even a record is a big egg, too.
Beyond his debut, the records Mo has hatched have disappointed some critics. They fault him for veering too much from tradition, for diluting the blues with a mainstream pop sensibility. But Keb Mo never claimed to be a traditionalist. Actually, he never even said that he was a blues man.
A blues man is a serious thing. When you're in circles where the blues live, and I'm talking where it's deep and it's thick and it's mucky, down in the clubs and in the nightclubs, it's like, you know, you just can't walk in a place like, well, I'm a blues man, I want to laugh at you. My thing of playing the blues is I'm pointing you at Muddy Waters, you know, I'm pointing you at Elmore James, I'm pointing you at people like Howlin' Wolf, who really are the real deal.
For a guy who's written with Melissa Manchester, composed for the Dixie Chicks, and toured with Celine Dion, labels seem pretty unimportant to Keb Mo.
Then I heard somebody calling my name, saying ain't no need to be shamed. And I found out that the door was always open.
Our Black History Month profile from Keb Mo.